Job chapter 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then the anger of Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram was kindled, his anger was kindled against Job, because he justified himself rather than God. Also, his anger was kindled against his three friends, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited until Job had spoken, because they were older than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his anger was kindled. And Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite answered and said, I am young, and you are very old. Therefore I was afraid, and dared not show you my opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, listen to me. I also will show my opinion. Indeed, I waited for your words. I listened to your reasons, while you searched out what to say. Yes, I listened to you, and, indeed, there was none of you who convinced Job, or who answered his words. Lest you should say, we have found out wisdom, God thrusts him down, not man. Now he has not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed, they answered no more, they quit speaking. When I had waited, because they did not speak, but stood still, and answered no more. I said, I will answer also my part, I also will show my opinion. Because I am full of matter, the spirit within me constrains me. Indeed, my belly is as wine which has no vent, it is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak, that I may be refreshed, I will open my lips and answer. I ask you to not let me show partiality to anyone, neither let me give flattering titles to man. Because I do not know to give flattering titles, in so doing my maker would soon take me away.